This is Exclusivia.
Ariel Garten, the founder and CEO of Muse, the brain-sensing headband, explains how Muse is being used in research by different organizations across the world.
Muse is used by hundreds of research institutions. Mayo Clinic has been using it with breast cancer patients awaiting surgery. Harvard's done studies with it. MIT has looked at its use in pain. NASA even has Muse in their Mars simulation. There's been over 175 papers published using Muse, demonstrating Muse's impact in the mind and body in a variety of ways. In one study from the Catholic University of Milan, students were using Muse for 4 weeks. And what they noticed at the end was an improvement in cognitive function as measured on various tasks. And they also saw a persistent shift in brain activity that demonstrated that these individuals may be in a state that is more calm and more focused throughout the day relative to individuals who just did a regular meditation. Muse measures a focused attention meditation. So in a focused attention meditation, you're focusing your attention on your breath, your mind wanders, you notice it, and then you choose to return your attention back to your breath. Now, this is a very simple little activity, but once you do it, some pretty magic seeming things start happening. When you notice your mind wanders and then you choose to bring your mind back to your breath intentionally rather than following your wandering thought, you have now taken yourself off of autopilot. So most of us just sort of go through our lives thinking that our brain thinks itself. We have a bunch of thoughts and we think them and that's what happens. Once you take your mind off of your wandering thought and choose to put it elsewhere, you've all of a sudden changed your relationship with your thoughts. No longer are you just mindlessly wandering through life following your thoughts, which are often negative, repetitive, frustrating, not particularly useful. You now actually have the choice of what you want to be thinking. You can choose the contents of your own mind. And so you can take your mind off of that thought that is negative and repetitive and say, hey, I don't need that anymore. I actually have a mechanism that I can use to now choose what I want to be focusing on and choose where my attention goes. It's extremely powerful. Once you do that, people often begin to recognize that you are not your thoughts. And therefore, you are also not all the stories and narratives that they have about you, that inner critic that's constantly telling you not nice things about yourself. You can begin to change your relationship with that too. And so this really starts to fundamentally shift how you perceive the world around you and how you are now in control of your own narrative in your own life.